can I have you guys' attention real quick? I'm going to introduce the first speaker, Ms. Sparks.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
Good. What an amazing event.
Yeah,
amazing event. I like the idea of the of being a part of you guys' entrepreneurship. Those, you know, getting out there with your own business, this kind of thing. I can't tell you, first time I met with Patrice, she used to cozy up with me, next to me, at the barbecues and the family gatherings, right? And she cozy up and, Ms. Sparks, can you tell me, like, I'm feeling this, I'm going through that. I said, well, let's talk about it, okay? Let's talk about it. And she would talk to me so comfortably, right? And I've been hosting groups for over 25 plus years, right? And as I was telling these guys here, I am in retirement mode. But see, I already know me. I can't go home and just sit still, right? I know that I'm gonna need to do something. And so with that idea of going into retirement mode, I wanted to find out what I could continue to do. And so I've developed, for the last 7 years, I've been attempting to develop a podcast, group talks, coached by Patricia Sparks. And what that allows me to do is to share the experience that I have. I can continue to share the experience that I have, not retire and then have to find out, you know, what I want to do. I don't need to be finding out what I want to do. Running groups is a passion for me. Talking to people is a passion for me. So I think that when passion meets career, you don't get no better than that, right? I listened to you guys, you have your stuff on display here. This is a learning lesson for me. It's new for me. Learning how to just put it out there, something that I wasn't very confident about in past years, right? And I'm enjoying this. I'm learning from this, right? It gives me an opportunity to share these resources as well, because not everyone is aware of what's happening, right? We were talking about, I think, here at the table here, we're talking about the uniqueness of creation, creating your own uniqueness, right? And so the groups for me is like my own creation. I get to interpret, I get to build a forum where I can speak and meet with individuals and just talk. It's just talk, right? And so the podcast has been alive now since June. I'm international now. I wake up with Italy and Peru and the rest of those guys. They wake up with me in the morning. And they want to know what group talk have to say, right? And I listen to what it is they're concerned about, which is kind of cool, right? And we just talk about whatever's on their minds, right? This is that non-traditional thing. I don't know anything about anything. All I want to do is get together with you and talk about everything, right? And let's see where we can go with that, right? So again, this is a real good learning lesson for me on how to put it out there. You know, I need that, I'm looking for that energy, that encouragement, right, to do this thing. Now, media, I'm just learning how to use it, right? And I have all these young people in my life who say, well, Ms. Sparks, do it like this, and you need to do a little bit of that, and I just take it and I go with it. Regardless of what my fears are, I just go with it, right? So thank you very much, Patrice, for inviting me and allowing me to talk about this thing that I've been working on for the last 7 years, right? And I just want to step into it as comfortable as I can, right? I want this forum to be unique in its makeup, right? This is not about therapy. This is not about counseling. I can step away from all of that 25 years of gobbledygook, and I just get to meet with folks and talk about some stuff that's on their minds, on my mind, right? So I'm looking forward to that. Like I said, the podcast has been around since June. I also have the blog that I've been blogging, right? It's a lot of work. I don't know how these young people do it, but it's a lot of work because you always type in my fingers, and when I leave, I'm not going to be able to use my fingers because I be typing all the time, you know. And it's work, but it's fun, right? It's also helping me to break ties with what I'm so accustomed to. It's different for me, right? Learning and continuing to learn is my thing, right? A lot of young people right now, I'm in the middle of the mental illness piece, right? I get a lot of calls from young people who are living in they're not third world countries. I think that they're not at liberty with the services that we have here in the United States. Let me just say that for lack of a better term, right? And so they're not receiving feedback from individuals professionally or otherwise, right? And they're on there and they're asking questions. Like I had an interesting question from a young man, I think he was from Iraq, and he said, you know, Ms. Fox, I'm dating a young lady. I've only known her for about 3 months. Should I reveal to her my medical status, you know, that kind of thing? Well, you know, you got to be careful with this media stuff, I said to him, right? I said, you guys, he says, well, we're not sexually intimate. We're not, we haven't planned that. But I'm wondering, should I expose this information to her before we are? I said, absolutely. Absolutely. Not just for her safety, but for yours as well. And the other thing I said to him, you have to be careful with, is giving people your information, because on this media, they will talk about that on media, right? They will put it out there. She knows your name. You guys are in the same town or place, right? And so those kind of questions are coming up. I also discovered 7 years ago that people are walking away from the traditional counseling. No one wants to be involved with the traditional counseling anymore. People want someone, a go-to person, that they can just call up, maybe talk about whatever's going on with them, and just get a little feedback. And again, no advice, just suggestions, right? Or just an ear, just so that they know someone's listening, right? And so that sparked and motivated me. Because I too want to step outside the tradition. I never bought into it in the first place. I did it because I needed to pay bills. All right? I never bought into it. And I like the idea of being able to speak with individuals without having a spotlight on us. We just need to get together and talk about whatever. And know that you have someone whom you can talk to, like we used to do. Right? We'd be in our own little corner and nobody knew what we were talking about. All they knew, we was over there talking. Just nice and comfortable, right? And so the handouts that I have here is just about that as well. Getting comfortable with the uncomfortable. Just getting comfortable with your discomfort. Because most people allow that to stop them, especially young people. I'm uncomfortable. I don't know how to do this. So I said, you know what, Pat, you need to go on out there and step outside your comfort zone too. So when you're talking with them, you know what you're talking about. Because nobody want to hear you talking about, well, this is what you need to do and that's what, no. Did you do it? Right? Did you do it? So I'm in my process. This allows me to just, and I'm nervous as I don't know what, but it allows me to say, you know, you can do this. You know, I spoke with you guys, very friendly, very open. You talked about your products with very confidence, and that's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want to take with me in the next level of my life. Like I said, I'm in retirement mode. I'm tired of getting up every day going to somebody's job. I want to get up maybe 2 or 3 times or when I feel like it, okay, and do what I need to do to add a few coins, right? But more so, again, my passion as a coach is to just meet individuals whom, like myself, always wanted someone with an ear. That's all I wanted. We don't have answers for anybody. Everybody, you know, nobody will ever know you as much as you know yourself. But I just wanted a go-to person. I wanted somebody with an ear. And I want to be that. I want to be that. I want to be that person with an ear. And that's kind of what I have going on for the last 7 years. And that is my next level in my life. Thank you very much for hearing me out.